Hey, yo, let's do a little something for the brothers that be fronting.
Yeah, all right, but we need a beat that they can front to. Oh, that'll work. Be funky.
The only station in Sacramento giving you local sports coverage from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Sactown Sports.
Flyer, come on, man.
With the booming system, baby.
Cars ride by with the booming system. Drapes and High Flyer here with you. Sactown Sports, 1140. You're listening to the Drive Guys, Jay Johnson, lacing us with the tunes, answering your calls as well. 916-339-1140. You know, High Flyer, I'm listening to LL Cool J. I remember when I was a high school ball player. Okay. I played, bro. I played.
All right.
Your boy had some skill.
You know, you got passion. I know that.
I did play with passion. And first of all, I want to shout you out. Thanks for coming to my son's game yesterday,
man. Oh,
man.
That was nothing.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
From the crib. Man, I had to come see Lil Drake do his thing.
My man rolled up to Vista Del Lago in Folsom and got to see my son hoop a little bit. He finished with 10 points.
Hey.
Second on the team, you know, and that was good. But I had to school him. 10 could have been 16, 18. You know what I mean? Could have been 20.
Yep.
I'll take 10. But when you see it could be even more,
you know
I had
what?
To school him.
Yeah, you have to tell him, son, you got to be a little hungry sometimes.
A little hungry, right?
Say, sometimes you got to feed the monster.
Exactly.
You know what it is?
You know what it is, High Flyer? And you said it yesterday. As much as I love my son, that's my guy.
Yep.
That's my dude. I got him some sneakers. I'll show you the sneakers here in a minute. But if I'm only feeding you toast and water every day for breakfast, some days you got to wake up and say, you know what?
I want steak.
I want some steak.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and get me a steak.
There you go.
I'm going to get a job and go buy my own stuff. You can't just accept what we feeding you,
bro,
all the time. And that's what he does as a ball player.
You have to, because this world is a jungle, KD. And you have to learn to hunt for survival.
Yeah.
If hey, my daddy told me back in the day, if you don't work, you don't eat. If you don't work, you don't eat.
So you got to go out there
and be hungry, man.
Yes. I started this story because when I played ball, Public Enemy was big at the time.
Mm-hmm.
That was my pregame music of choice.
Fight the power.
Show them what you got. Shut them down.
Yeah.
You know, like that's what I had in the Walkman back in the day,
man,
in the late '80s, early '90s.
You know, 911, a joke.
You, come on, man.
Flavor
Flav.
Come on,
we don't have stuff like that anymore, right?
You know what? That was true hip hop in his and its glory day.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
When hip hop was just, you know, coming out, and people were like, "No, it's not going to work. It's just a fad. It's only going to be here for a little while." Man, hip hop has changed the world.
It has changed the world. You know when I knew hip hop was doing something big, and we'll get back to Kings Warriors here in a minute. Bottom of the hour, we got Brendan Nunez coming on our Sactown Sports 1140 Insider. When hip hop changed the world, when my mom went out and bought Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock.
Okay. You know what though?
I'm listening to that. Jay got me right now.
I'm gonna hit you with this one.
Yeah.
Where was you at when you first heard hip hop? Did you lose your mind?
Your boy
the first time you heard
with the shag in the back and everything. Come on, man.
Man, the first time I heard Rapper's Delight, I lost my mind. Ran to my mother, was like, "Mama, we got to go to the record store." She said, "Okay, son, what you want?" I said, "I don't know the name of it. All I know is it goes to hip hop.
Dude, we can do 4 hours on hip hop right now.
Yes, and from that day on,
yes,
I was
hooked.
Stuck.
You were hooked. And I'll tell you one quick story before we get to Warriors King. I was an EPMD fan growing
up. Okay, got you.
EPMD. So we driving. I might have told this story before, Jay Johnson. We driving down the highway, coming back from D.C., and I got my Walkman on, and I turned to my younger sister, "Yo, you got to hear this EPMD. This EPMD is fire." And my sister was like 7 or 8 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 14 or 15, something like that. And so it was an EPMD song. It might have been "You Gots to Chill," something like that, but it had some bad words in it, right?
Right, of course.
So my sister listens to it. She's like, "Ooh, that's a good song. Dad," talking to my dad, who's driving, "you should play this." I was like, "Dad, this hip-hop is the real deal. You should listen." So he takes the cassette tape, puts it in the Chrysler LeBaron. I think that's what we had back in the day. plays it, the bad words come on the air.
Wow.
My dad says,
oh, no.
What's this crap?
Oh, no.
I was like, Dad, this hip-hop. He took out the cassette tape.
On the road.
Rolled down the window. Because back in the day, you had to roll down the window. You couldn't press the button. He rolled down the window and threw my cassette tape out the window.
You know what?
We don't listen to that here.
Real quick. Got one right with you. I'm in English class, right?
Uh-oh.
And I'm in East Oakland, California. And believe me, we got a bunch of knuckleheads, man. I mean, it's very hard to teach. And I salute every last teacher in East Oakland because it's a hard job. So we had a chance. She said, I don't care what you do. You can write lyrics down to your favorite song.
Okay. Right?
And we had to get up in front of the class and read it. Here you go. You're an East Coast guy?
I'm an East Coast guy.
I'm going to break it down for you. Thinking of a master plan.
Because
ain't nothing but sweat inside my hand. So I dig into my pockets, all my money is spent. I dig deeper. It's still coming up with the lip.
Come on, man. That's what I'm talking about,
that
man.
That was it.
You did that in English class?
Did it in English class.
In Oakland.
And got an A.
My man. That's what I'm talking about. We could do a separate show on that for sure. All right. Let's get back to Kings Warriors tonight. In-season tournament advancement on the line. Obviously, a big rivalry game, 916-339-1140. That's how you talk to us. Draymond Green.
Right.
His first game back from suspension. His first game back inside Golden 1 Center as a player since Game 7. How are we treating this dude tonight?
I can tell you what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
Oh, our fans are going to ride him. Oh, they are going to ride him. No one has forgotten the stomp on the chest.
Jay's quick with it, boy.
Yeah, he is. No one has forgotten that. And these Sacramento Kings fans will never, and I'm willing to bet a little money on this, and I'm not a betting man, will never, ever forgive him for doing that. Not to their players.
And they shouldn't.
Not to their player. And I'll tell you what. Let's say, for example, you know, we're going to play armchair GM.
Yeah.
If Draymond Green would ever get traded here.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yes.
If he ever got traded here, they wouldn't let him forget it.
Really?
Because
if he was wearing the purple.
Once you're a king, you're always a king. And these fans have treated us that exact same way. I've been treated that way since 89, bro. Back when the dinosaurs was alive. Our fans love our players, and you did that on national television.
Right. And then celebrated it.
And, hey. Came over here and mocked our fans. They would never accept him. Never.
I was going to ask you, and I threw this in the rundown, because Draymond, in his mind, he's doing whatever it takes to win.
Right.
He's backing his teammates. Right. Do we need a player like that? Would we want a Draymond Green here on the Sacramento Kings? 916-339-1140. Let me know.
Let me tell you this. All good teams have a Draymond Green. Now, they might not do the exact same antics. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. Okay? You can be a leader on the floor. You can be a general on the floor. You can be an enforcer on the floor, but you don't have to do it the exact same way Draymond Green does. So, to answer your question, yes, all good teams need a Draymond Green. All good teams can
they
use,
need it.
Okay,
but
just,
we
take
want
out.
That.
Take
though.
It out. All good teams can use a Dennis Rodman. All good teams can use a Tony Allen.
Right. Yep.
All good teams can use a Ron Artest. You know, those are guys who set the tone defensively. They do exactly what Draymond Green does. Think about it. Tony Allen couldn't throw a rock in the ocean, but played years for the Memphis Grizzlies because he would break Kevin Durant down to where Kevin Durant was averaging 28. When he played the Grizzlies, he only gets 16.
Right. Yep.
So, yes, all good teams need that one guy. Now, how he does it don't have to be the exact same way Draymond Green does.
Here's the thing, and I'm still looking at the injury report. Keegan Murray, the latest one listed as doubtful. Somebody on the text line says ESPN is listing him as out. We'll update you as soon as we know 100% for sure. The thing about Draymond Green, and I agree with you, I think every team. Uh-oh, watch yourself, Selena. Selena bringing some grub over here for me. I'm starving, bro. I ain't had no lunch.
Oh, no, bro.
I'm going to eat here next break.
Right.
But every team needs a little bit of crazy.
Somewhere.
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 Ain't got to be your best player. Look at you. What you got for – but every team needs that guy that – I got your back, De'Aaron.
Our team has it. Our team has it.
Really?
He's just not a player.
He a coach?
He a coach.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Mike Brown.
Oh.
Mike Brown, no.
Mike Brown?
Mike Brown will snap. Mike Brown.
I thought you was going to say our boy Doug and stuff like that. Mike Brown?
No. We know Doug. Okay? Yeah, yeah. We know uppercut Doug. Mike Brown is not going to back down to nobody. He sets that tone. Now, they don't have that guy on the floor, I don't think, per se. But Mike Brown, these guys take on the persona of Mike Brown.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really do believe that.
Is that enough, though?
You need that guy on the floor, though.
You need that guy on the floor.
You need that guy on the floor because Mike Brown can only do so much from inside that box.
Right.
See, he's limited. You need a guy that can go out there and go to full range.
But let me ask you this, though, because I agree with you. I hear you. But it's 2023. It's a different NBA right now.
It is true.
And so the TAs of the world, the problem is the Tony Allens of the world, you mentioned it, he wasn't a scorer. In today's NBA, coaches wouldn't even play him because he can't shoot the three. It's like a lot of those guys who may be offensively challenged, but they provide some other things, they aren't even getting the opportunity out here. We don't see those guys.
You know what? A lot of them do fall to the wayside. I would have to say that. You know, I would say the one guy that I can say probably is an enforcer. I can name two that really don't shoot the ball well, but you got to be able to shoot the three. I put Marcus Smart in that category.
Yes.
Right? I put Dylan Brooks
in
that category.
Stop right there. 2 years ago, I said, I wish we would have traded for Marcus Smart because we needed that. This offseason, I said, you know what? I'd like a Dylan Brooks on this team. How you feel about that?
Hey, what is Houston doing right now?
Exactly.
Because, you know, you can say what you want about Ime. Ime is one of the best at taking young talent and cultivating those guys and getting them to play at a very high level. And Dylan Brooks is a part of that.
Yeah.
And I think he is dominant enough, same just like Coach Brown, dominant enough to reel a player in and say, you know what? Be you, but be a better version of you.
Mm.
So you don't have to go out there and take the low road. I want you to be you, but take the high road.
But take the high road.
Right.
You ain't got to be down in the mud and muck and everything.
No.
You can still be you.
Hey, I still want you to be our general.
Right.
I still want you to be our enforcer. You know, if somebody touched De'Aaron up, you go rescuing. But you take the high road. Sometimes, a lot of times, Draymond don't take the high road.
Right.
Draymond is like, this is what I do. I get down and dirty.
And that's the thing that bothered me the most about what he said the other day, about I'm going to be me. I don't have any regrets. At some point, Draymond, you cross the line from protecting your team and helping them to hurting them.
Right. And he's doing two things,
right,
KD. He's hurting his team because he isn't on the floor. Draymond Green is such a pivotal part of what the Golden State Warriors do. When he's not on the floor, they're not the same team.
Yeah.
No, Brandon,
yes, 100%.
He's not the same team. And then, you know, I don't know what Draymond wants to do after basketball, but I'll tell you what, Draymond Green probably won't ever be anybody's front office just because of what he does on the
really?
Floor. Yep. I mean, nobody wants the negativity, bro.
Right.
I mean, I like the guy. I like his mindset. I like his basketball IQ. He does a lot of good things on the floor, but there is a line, and Draymond has crossed that line many of times, and he's not afraid to cross it because I told you we had this conversation. The reason why he's not afraid to cross that line is because the Golden State Warriors have always backed him, and the reason the Golden State Warriors have always backed him is because the dude got four championship rings.
He helped you get four rings. Yep.
But this is that last dance.
It's that last dance.
Watch and see what happens if they don't get a championship this year.
Ooh. We're going to talk more Draymond here on The Drive, guys. Sactown Sports 1140. Coming up, You'll hear from Mike Brown on what he expects from Draymond tonight. Plus, we're going to hear from you. I see you guys on the YouTube chat, on the text line, 916-339-1140. The phone lines are open. This is your show, Sacramento.
Bang it.
You're on with Drapes and the High Flyer here on the Drive, guys, Sactown Sports, 1140.
Your flagship station for the Beam Team, Sactown Sports.
That's what Draymond does. One of the many things he does, he always provides juice from that team. So whether he's playing or he's not, he's going to bring those guys that juice or that energy, that physicality that not many guys in the league can do. And it's great for them, and for us, we're going to play whoever's in front of us, whether you got your whole team, half your team, you're missing two guys or whatever. For us, we're just trying to go get the win.
Mike Brown on Draymond Green back inside Golden 1 Center tonight. Shout out to my guy Jay Johnson back there playing a little MCA, little Compton's Most Wanted. Jeez. Before we talk some more about Draymond and take your calls, 916-339-1140. You want to know what kind of dad I am, High Flyer?
Break it down, bro.
You hear that song right there that's playing.
Mm-hmm.
You remember how it start?
Oh, yeah.
Wake yo up.
Yeah.
I play that for my kids when they don't get out of bed in the morning.
Boy, you stupid.
I really do. When you see them, if they come tonight, the next game, I really do. I got it blasted.
You know what,
Wake
man?
Yo.
And bro.
I love it, man.
Hey, I'm going to have to get young Drake's man and take him to counseling.
You may.
People be like, young Drake, come on over to the crib, man. Uncle HT got you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my gosh, man. Hey, I don't believe I admitted that.
Hey, walk a couple blocks down, man. Uncle HT got it.
I love my kids, man. I love my kids. Shoot, in fact, I got my son. Somebody asked me, what you get from Phenom 916? Sneaker store down at Doco right here. I just stopped and I was running late to the show.
Those are
YouTubers,
nice.
Yeah, they can check this out right here.
What size he wear?
11 and a half. Too small for you, big guy.
Lucky,
too small
lucky.
For you. I hooked him up. That's going to be a Christmas present. Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you, Uncle's about to get him.
and then I got me some Air Maxes. So shout out to Phenom 916. That's my first time there, man. That's some good stuff.
Okay,
man.
Cool.
That's a nice spot. Back to Draymond Green, and we'll ask Brendan Nunez, our Sactown 1140 insider, about this coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's going to join us. You know, the thing with Draymond is that, yes, he has helped them win four championships.
Mm-hmm.
And I could argue maybe without him they don't win four.
Okay.
You okay? Because two of them they might win, though, because they had Kevin Durant, too.
Yes.
Like, those chips, he was the fourth best player on the team.
Yes, but they still ran everything through him. And you could say KD is on the team, but he's still the heart and soul of that defense.
No, you're right.
So go ahead.
All right. But there comes a point where your value to the team doesn't outweigh the antics and everything like that. And he's reaching that point right now.
He's on the line.
He's on the line. I mean,
he is on
he's
the
still
line.
A good player, but there's going to come a point, and you mentioned it, maybe it's at the end of this year, this offseason, where they're like, you know what? This is too much of a headache. This headache ain't worth it.
You know what? For me, I think that he had reached that point when he socked Jordan Poole.
Really?
But I think
for you,
I think the Golden State Warriors had already paid him, so they really had to make, you know, an executive decision, because that locker room wasn't going to be the same.
Right.
You're not going to spend the block with those two guys in the locker room together, because that's shattered.
It's shattered.
That's shattered. You can't put it back together. So they had already paid Draymond.
No, High Flyer, they just paid him this offseason.
I thought he was already paid when he did
Jordan
that.
Poole, they locked up, but then this offseason, they just – gave Draymond a four-year deal. So that's what I'm saying. That's that enabling we're talking about. You're rewarding the dude for derailing your championship last season, and now you're going to pay him again? Come on.
I think, like I said, I think what he had done prior played a lot to do with it. Because, you know, if I'm building a team, KD, it's kind of hard for me to take a new Jack winner over a proven winner.
Right, okay.
You know, I'm not saying Jordan Poole would have changed what they got going right now, but Jordan Poole helped them get that last championship.
He did.
But Draymond helped them get all four. Mm. So, you know, if you put both of those guys, you know, in a mixing bowl and shake it up, Draymond's going to weigh a little bit more.
Right.
So I think they just did it just like that because, you know, Steve Kerr has a lot to do.
Yes.
With what's going on. And I know Steve Kerr probably is like this. I back my guys. If you have to go down to it, he came with those guys there, and he's going to stay with those guys until the organization says, okay, we're ready to move. Because I bet the organization is going to move on Draymond before Steve Kerr.
We shall see. All I know is tonight, Kings fans better give him the business.
Show up.
Yes, and show out. And you guys have been weighing in on the text line. Draymond is a cancer. Somebody from the 530 says, we also asked, would you like a Draymond Green on your team? Somebody said, pass. We already had DeMarcus, and it didn't work. We don't need a cancer in the locker room.
No, we don't. What I said is, and maybe I need to say it and make it more clear.
All right, let's hear it.
But I said, you need a Draymond Green type without the antics. Remember I said,
yeah.
You take the high road. You need an enforcer. You need a tone setter on the defensive end. You need that protector out there, but you just don't take the low and dirty and grimy road that Draymond chooses,
does.
He chooses to do.
Hey, you're listening to The Drive, guys, Drapes and High Flyer. Let's get to some phone calls here. Don't forget, we got Brendan Nunez coming up at 3:30, a very special guest at 4:30. But let's go to Jaime on line one. Jaime, you're on with Drapes and the High Flyer here on Sactown Sports 1140.
My Drive, guys, I love the show. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Hey, guy, what's happening?
Yeah, I love the show. I've been tuning in on YouTube. I've been following. Been following the Kings for a while. Hey, we're one broken finger away from possibly going to the next round. I really think if he wouldn't have broke his finger that night, we probably would have won that game and moved and advanced. I really thought they could get to the Western Conference last season because they're playing really good. I mean, Fox balls out, gets in that zone, and he's unguardable. You know, he has that speed, those breaks. Man, he does a great job. So I'm hoping tonight. So for tonight, man, I'm excited. I'm hoping we could get this win, get this, you know, chip off the shoulder with the Warriors. Fans got to get loud. The arena got to get loud. We got to get the chance, the defense chance going off of the jump, nice and loud. Defense. Every time we're on defense. But man, I would love to see Fox get 40 tonight. You know, and that would mean hopefully. You know, some of our other guys, that would mean they have more assists. You know, Sabonis could get 15, a nice double-double, you know, 20 and 15. You know, another 10 rebounds, that'll be a nice triple-double. So I'm excited for tonight, man. I'm hoping we can get this win. All the other guys chip in. Monk, he can shoot like 50% from the three, maybe like 4 for 8 or something. That'll be easy. And then, you know, we know he's going to get his layups. He's going to get, you know, hopefully his assists going. So
no, you're right. Hi, man. All right, bro. Good call, man. Thanks so much. One thing we know about Malik Monk, he's going to be ready.
Love me some Malik.
He going to be ready to bring it tonight.
You know what? Jaime said one thing that, you know, kind of raised my eyebrow.
What?
We talk about things this team needs to win.
Yes.
He said one thing that I will say this. If the Kings come out and they shoot 40-plus, 42-plus from the three-point line, they win.
40% plus?
42-plus.
42-plus.
From three.
Okay.
They win.
Okay.
I
agree with you on that.
They win.
I 100% agree. What scares me about that high flyer is, what if the shots aren't falling? What do you do then?
See,
if you're Sacramento?
That's when you have to switch gears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, that's 50-50. The one thing that really scares me, if the Kings shoot 42% plus, right?
Yeah.
And they let Golden State shoot 40 plus.
Ooh.
Then what?
Do we want to get into a three-point competition with Golden State?
That's what I'm saying. Right. Then what? Because our game is predicated on threes. But I think our game is more so predicated on threes more than what Golden State is because we like to go up and down.
Right.
Golden State shoot threes, but they get theirs in their half-court offense
half-court
also.
Right. Okay. Okay.
But – if the Kings are shooting the ball 40-plus from three, and if if they can hold Golden State under 40 from three, then we're in good shape.
No, yeah, I agree with you.
If you can hold those guys under their average from three-point line, we're good.
We're good. Exactly. I want to. Do we got time for one more caller here before we bring in Brendan Nunez? Trey, you're on with Drapes and High Flyer. What's happening, man?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good.
Hey,
what's
how
happening,
you guys doing?
Trey?
High Flyer, Drapes. What's going
hey,
on?
Good. Good.
What's up, baby?
Salute.
All right. Hey. This tonight, it's got to be a statement game. You feel me? And it started with defense. I feel like it started with the head of the snake with D-Fox. He got to get it going. If shots ain't dropping, I think we need to rely on the defense. I like the new look. I like what Mike Brown is doing right now. We winning games with defense. And I wasn't sold at first when we were struggling, and I was like, man, what's going on? But now I see what the potential of this team is, you know. And I feel like when Draymond coming back, we got to match their energy defensively. I think this is going to be a defensive game. And, I definitely think that that's what we got to do. The bench got to step up. I know Monk, you know, he's going to have his shades on. He's going to do what he got to do. You know, Trey Lyles, Davion Mitchell, these other little pieces, they're going to have to come in because I feel like, to me, I'm reliving 2099, 2000, 2001 all over again. When we keep seeing these guys, and we got to put them away. And it starts, and it's going to start tonight. You feel me? I take comments off the air. Black and purple, black and purple, black and purple, baby. Let's go.
I like that energy, Trey. Good love right there, man. That was a great call. And he's right, man. We got to match their energy tonight.
For sure.
We got to bring it.
For sure.
I said this yesterday on our show. We know Golden State's going to be locked in tonight.
Right.
For one game, they got championship pedigree. They know what's at stake. We're going to get the best of Golden State tonight. They got to get the best of us.
I will say this. It's no way. Now, we talk about all the ifs. We throw in if the Kings do this, if Golden State does that, if the Kings shoot well, if Golden State – if the Golden State Warriors walk into this arena and they have more energy
right.
than the Sacramento Kings, it's a problem.
Something wrong.
And we're not even talking about X's and O's.
Right.
We're talking what's pumping in your heart right
yeah.
now. You know, something that analytics don't, you know, can't put out there on the floor.
Yeah, they don't measure that.
No.
You don't measure
no,
heart.
No, it don't measure heart.
Right.
It don't measure your IQ.
IQ and your effort and energy.
It
yeah.
don't measure none of that.
Right.
So
right.
what I'm saying is that if the Golden State Warriors come in here and the Kings don't match their energy, it's a wrap. They have to match whatever Golden State brings. The energy is going to have to be there.
I love your energy. You're fired up. Let's go.
Off the rip.
Let's go. A few more hours before tip-off. Kings Warriors, you're listening to The Drive Guys coming to you live from inside Golden 1 Center. Coming up next, our insider, Brendan Nunez. He's going to be joining us. The latest on Keegan Murray, in, out. And what do the Kings do if he can't play tonight against the Warriors? You're listening to The Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports 1140. We the Bean
Team, hey, like the your home for Kings basketball for over 25 seasons.
Sacktown like Sports. The Sacramento Kings. We the Bean Team, hey, like the Bean for Sacramento Kings. Like the Bean.
Sacramento King. The mob got the dub, kinda like the Bean. Gray, purple, and black, looking super clean. D-Fox to Oxburger, XB. Keegan
Murray.
Shooting threes like his last name, Curry. Throwing blows like a Mayweather flurry. The bandwagon filling up, so you better hurry. We here.
Like the Bean for Sacramento King.
I had to let that rock for a minute.
Whoa, I'm getting hyped up in here.
I know, right? 3.5 hours away from tip-off between the Kings and the Warriors. Coming to you inside Golden 1 Center. Drapes, the High Flyer. You're listening to The Drive, guys. Let's bring in our guy, Brendan Nunez, Sacktown Sports 1140 Kings Insider, delivering the best Kings coverage around. Brendan, you're on with Drapes and High Flyer. First of all, man, what can you tell us about the current injury situation for Sacramento? What's the deal with Keegan?
Yeah, what's up, fellas? On my way to the stadium, so excuse any little background noise going on. But Keegan spoke at shoot around this morning. You know, it's a lower back thing he's dealing with that started in that first quarter in Dallas, and then he kind of powered through. And it's mainly a pain tolerance thing. You know, he's checked the typical boxes. Coach Brown usually likes for somebody to go through a full 5-on-5 before they get back out there for action. Keegan was able to do that yesterday, full participant in shoot around this morning. So they seem optimistic, but you know, sort of playing it safe before fully declaring that he's going to be out there.
Okay, well, is it one of those type of things to where he's fully painless, or he still has some sense of pain in that back, but he's just going to fight through it?
Yeah, my impression is that there's probably still some stuff lingering. I think that it's an injury that does have a decent amount of pain involved in it. But, you know, the same with De'Aaron's ankle. Like, stuff is going to be lingering, and as long as there's no worry about re-aggravating it or anything like that, then I think he'll be good to go. But we don't know for a fact. He was pretty, you know, playing his cards close to the chest today. I'm assuming you don't want the other side hearing too much about maybe the pain you're going through. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's a little bit still going on. It's just, again, as long as there's no danger of re-aggravating anything.
Brendan Nunez, our Kings insider for Sactown Sports 1140. You can always read his stuff on SactownSports.com. Brendan, you know, from a fan base standpoint, even from a media, we understand how big tonight's game. Maybe we're even overhyping it a little bit. I say no, but, you know, some people may say that. How do you think the team is viewing tonight's game, the magnitude of tonight's game?
Hey, we are not overhyping it, man. Maybe I'm just on board with you. I'm excited heading to this game, man. I think the in-season tournament has done exactly what the NBA had hoped, and this is kind of a storybook way for the first round robin to finish with Sacramento and Golden State, man. So I think everything we've heard from the Kings, you know, they approach it as these still matter for regular season games, and that in itself has an impact. But the guys want to win, man. You know, that Domantas Sabonis talks about how he likes this format coming from Europe and something they do similarly over there. De'Aaron Fox compared it to, you know, there only will ever be one first clutch player of the year, and that will forever be De'Aaron Fox. There will only be one first NBA Cup winner, and the Sacramento Kings have an opportunity to be it, and I really think that they want to. They seem pretty excited about it.
Now, let me ask you this. I know we asked you about Keegan Murray on the injured list, but I want to talk about the other KE. What's going on with Keon Ellis? Because the last time these two teams met, Keon Ellis played a huge part.
Yeah, we don't exactly know the extent of what's going on with his ankle. They, again, you know, keep things pretty quiet when it comes to injuries. I think, again, don't want to let the other side know all too much, but just something that's been lingering for a little while here. You saw the same thing with De'Aaron. Again, they just kind of want to play it safe. So you're right, Keon obviously had played a pretty major part in some of these previous games and really emerged as somebody here, but it sounds like he's going to be available tonight against Golden State. And, you know, we'll see sort of if he is still in that backup spot or if they end up going with Davion Mitchell, because a lot of his minutes came when De'Aaron was absent.
That's a good point, and we'll see who Mike Brown turns to if Keon Ellis can give it a go tonight. Brendan, who's your X factor tonight? Who's the king that has to play well tonight for this team to win?
You know, I feel like X Factor can't be one of the stars, right?
Right.
Like, you need what you're getting from De'Aaron and Domas. Who do I want to go with? If Keegan's out there, it's Keegan. You know, that's the guy that they are putting on Steph for good stretches. But if we're leaving Keegan out of it, I might go Chris Duarte, man. I think that the defense that he provides, those are the two guys that you often see assigned to Steph, or maybe Kessler Edwards, like, draws the a little bit of opportunity to defend some of these better guys. So I think that, you know, it goes beyond Steph. Like, Andrew Wiggins gives them problems sometimes with his size. Clay can get going at any point. So I'll, you know, give a nod to Keegan. But then I think that Chris Duarte's defensive impact could make a pretty big difference in this one.
Now, you know, I'm going to do you like this because KD has been throwing this question at me the whole night. So I'm going to throw it at you to see what you say. When Draymond Green walks into this arena, what type of reception, I'm not going to even say welcome, what type of reception you think these fans are going to give him?
I mean, that's not the answer, right? You're right. It's not a welcome. It's not a welcome. It's the fun part of sports, right? They're supposed to be annoyed with him after that last series. I think he's going to get booed every single time he touches that ball.
Is he the most hated opponent since maybe Shaq, guys? Like, since Shaq said the Sacramento Queens? Like, when you go back the last 20 years, obviously LeBron, he's hated everywhere. But in terms of a venom for one single player that you feel like has done your team and your city wrong, It might be Draymond.
You know what?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, it might be. It might be. I'm trying to think back to previous things. You know, some names that come to mind are honestly probably players that were Kings at one point, and then they got frustrated with. There was something with, like, Jonas Valanciunas when he threw Chimezie Metu off the rim.
Yeah.
But that wasn't close to Draymond. Anything come to mind for you, Henry?
Yeah, I know the number one hated player ever in Sacramento Kings history.
Who?
Spencer Halls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Spencer Halls will be hated by every Sacramento Kings fan.
But that's for a different reason. That's a different reason.
Hey, but they hate him. He can't even walk in this arena right now.
He better not come through here, right?
And, you know, and the thing with Shaq is that the Sacramento Kings hated Shaq for what he said, but Shaq is such a great dude, man. He's a lovable teddy bear. Everybody loves Shaq. I'm sorry. Shaq still, you know, I tell you what, if Shaq walk in here, every last one of these fans is going to get up and clap for him. They're going to applaud.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 I think so.
Shaq was so-called a part of the ownership
formation
here.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, they didn't forgive Shaq about all that, all the Sacramento Queens.
All the Sacramento Queens and all that. That's all in the past.
Shaq gets major love, no doubt.
Yeah. Brendan Nunez, go ahead.
One other thing I got put onto a couple years ago, I tried to do this fake trade, and I threw in James Johnson, just kind of as a salary filler.
Yeah.
And I got reminded real quick that James Johnson is not exactly a fan favorite. My, I'm pretty sure he wore a Sonics hat during the relocation stuff while he was on the
game. Oh, no.
Yep. And see, and Spencer Halls did worse than that.
Right.
He came out and actually said the team would be better off
than
moving to Seattle.
Yeah. He wanted to go home.
Hey, they sent him home.
They sent him home. hey, Brendan, I looked at the latest injury report that came out about 10 minutes ago or so. Keegan Murray listed as out. So no Keegan tonight. What does that do for the Sacramento Kings tonight? How does that impact them against this Warriors team?
Gotcha. Yeah, I think the Chris Duarte point that I mentioned earlier, I would imagine that he'll get the start and draw that matchup of, or potentially draw the matchup of Steph Curry. I think that De'Aaron Fox does an okay job on him as well. And then you need more from guys like Trey Lyles. You know, Coach Brown's always talking about the positional versatility and lineup versatility that having Harrison Barnes and Keegan Murray provides. And I think Trey Lyles fits into that, man. Like, you kind of see him at both forward spots. You see him at the five a little bit. And maybe some Sasha Bezenkov there as well. So I think that you just need, you know, this next man up mentality that they've embraced since Mike Brown really got here. And the three that I look at are Chris Duarte, Trey Lyles, and maybe some Sasha Bezenkov in there.
Brendan, before I let you go, man, last question. Give me your thoughts on tonight. Give me a prediction. What are you expecting?
I think it's a win. I think it's a win. I think that the Kings are, they haven't been hitting shots, I think, as well as you maybe would have expected throughout the course of the year, except of a couple games. And I really think that that's just going to end up leveling out. You know, I think that defensively, they've looked pretty good in the second half of these last games, that Minnesota game, the second New Orleans game. I think defensively, they've made some progress. And if they can get shots to go down, even without Keegan out there, I think that they're in a good spot. And they want to win this game. They don't want to leave it into the hands of Minnesota and the point differential.
Right.
They know what's at stake tonight. And I think they're going to come out there and take care of business, be physical, fast, and together.
My guy, Brendan Nunez, on his way to Golden 1 Center right now. Brendan, get here safely. We'll see you in a few minutes, man.
Appreciate you guys. See you there.
Brendan Nunez, our Sactown Sacramento Kings insider, excuse me. You can always follow him on social media and, of course, all his writings on SactownSports.com. Coming up in just a little bit, we got a special guest coming up at 4:30.
Yes, we do.
I've been holding off on announcing this special guest because I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure right now my guy, your guy, is going to join us. I'll tell you who it is. Plus, we'll take your calls, 916-339-1140. You're listening to The Drive, guys. It's Drapes and High Flyer on Sactown Sports 1140.
The Drive, guys, powering your afternoons Monday through Friday on Sactown Sports.
I don't know if I should be happy that Jay is playing this or not.
Hey, because I'm wondering.
I'm wondering, right?
Is 40 going to try to enter the building one
more time? That's what I'm saying. That's noted Warriors fan, E-40.
And you remember last time?
He said he coming.
Oh, he coming?
What?
Because remember last time he got kicked out.
He got kicked out. He had some smoke down there with some fans and security.
Hey, 40 said, you know what? Hey, I ain't scared. I ain't never scared.
Wow, E-40. I don't know how I feel about him right now.
40 a Warrior fan, man.
I know, but he's E-40. That's my guy. That's E-40.
You know the coach? I know.
What?
See, that's the thing. Back in the day when the Kings were winning, 40 was here king geared down.
Get out of here.
Yes, he repped the Kings big time. Back when Webb and Bibby and them was balling, he was first team all Sacramento Kings.
What?
Oh, yeah.
And now he's...
He bounced back.
I'm going to hey, we're going to have to holler at him. When he get here, we're going to have to holler at him.
He
can't do that. Come on now. He's one of those fans.
Hey, the goon, the tycoon with the spoon.
You're on with Drapes and the High Flyer. Henry Turner here on the Drive Guys, Sactown Sports, 1140. Players starting to trickle in. I'm not sure who that is for the Warriors warming up. My eyes are not that good. I can't see it. Kings players should be warming up here in a minute. One guy we won't see is Keegan Murray.
Mm.
How big of a loss is that, and where is that a loss at for the Sacramento Kings?
I think it's a big loss. I think it's a big loss because Keegan Murray is the guy that's been getting the call. On all teams that the Kings have played, their number one scorer, Keegan Murray has gotten that assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a pretty good job at it. You know, granted, his offense hasn't been where it was last year, but defensively he stepped his game up, and that has helped the Sacramento Kings win games. You know, so he probably would have started off on maybe Wiggins or Draymond, depending upon, you know, who Golden State starts. But he's also capable of moving over and guarding Steph. So the Kings not having him, I think that that's going to be – a big loss for us. You know, we got other guys that's going to be able to step up, but that's going to be a big loss.
No, you're right. And if you remember, too, during the playoffs last year against the Warriors, he started off slowly.
But he
found his way.
Right.
He was one of the bright spots on the road in Golden State. I think he had a 20-point game down there at Chase Center.
And see, and the thing that happened, KD, is that over the summertime, Keegan Murray spent a lot of time with De'Aaron Fox.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, I've guarded a Hall of Famer. I've guarded a multi-all-star. And the thing about it is that when you play with those guys, your game and your defensive skills shoot through the roof. Because think about it. If you can stay in front of De'Aaron Fox, the rest of the league should
right.
be easy.
Should
be easy. So, you know, that's why we see the resurgence of Keegan Murray being able to slide. Now, we're not talking about just shut down, but being able to slide and stay in front of a guard like Steph Curry because he didn't guard a De'Aaron Fox all summer.
Right. It's light work now.
Yeah, lightweight. Yeah.
All right, let's hear from Keegan Murray. He spoke after today's shoot-around. Remember, he's out tonight, not playing. This is what he had to say earlier about the pain tolerance that he's dealing with that low back injury.
Just trying to get back to my regular self. I'm with a medical group for hours every single day, and just obviously on the court too. So just taking it day by day and just seeing where I'm at.
All right, so that's Keegan Murray. They're calling it a SI joint irritation, basically lower back.
Okay.
When you talk about a back injury as an athlete, shoot, as a 48-year-old non-athlete like myself, if I wake up with a backache, I'm done.
You really don't understand what all the back does for a body until it goes out.
Mm.
And, you know, it's not one of those things to where, you know, you can play with a sore ankle or you can play with a sore knee or if your shoulder's sore, your wrist, things that you can fight through. I'm sorry. If your back is bothering you, as soon as you come off a screen and somebody check you and your body kind of snap, oh, my God, it's over with. It's done. You're back to square root one. That's why I asked Nunez, is the situation to where he's 100% pain-free or he still have pain and he's planning to fight through it? And I'm pretty sure by listening now to seeing that he's not playing, he still have pain.
Still dealing
and the
something.
Organization is like, no, that's all right. We don't want you to fight through
right,
it. Because we understand the importance of this game. But the importance of that 82 game is much more important.
Right, exactly.
So we're going to rest you.
Let's hear more from Keegan. He talked about a potential timetable. Remember, this is a first night of a back-to-back. They're back here tomorrow night against the Clippers. Here's what Keegan had to say about a timetable for his return.
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly pain tolerance. Just try and get back to my regular self, knowing that, that I can help the team when I'm my regular self.
All right, so day-to-day right now for young Keegan Murray. We'll see about tomorrow. But to your point, High Flyer, if you're the organization, you bring him along slowly.
You have to.
With a back, there's no way to rush back.
No. As important as this game is tonight, it doesn't supersede that. Not at all.
Yep, you're 100% right. Coming up at 4:30, I told you I would announce the special guest. I had to make sure our dude was going to be with us. Mitch Richmond.
What?
That's right. The legend, the Rock himself, will be on here with the Drive Guys, Drapes and High Flyer. You don't want to miss that. That's at 4:30. Coming up at the top of the hour, we reset. Kings, Warriors must win tonight inside Golden 1 Center. We're back after this timeout.